Shalom, אנחנו לומדים שיעור.
Hello, we're going to have a study in choosing unity above all differences. We're going to be reading verses. You can watch everything and ask questions on Kab TV or Tzviva Tova. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Choosing unity above all differences. Verse number 1 from Machshavot Chirutz, item 19. The love of Israel is enrooted in every soul of Israel, a heritage from Abraham, who is the root of Judaism. As our sages said, that love thy friend is the great rule of the Torah. We'll read it again. The love of Israel is enrooted in every soul of Israel, which is a heritage from Abraham, who is the root of Judaism. As our sages said, that love thy friend is the great rule of the Torah.
Okay, so this is an introduction. If you have any questions, you can immediately ask.
The second verse is from...
meaning that Abraham is the root for the method of connection, unity, the method of the revelation of the Creator to His created beings in this world and practice. We can say that this is something that extends from Adam over 20 generations until Adam and until Avraham. And Avraham, he wasn't the first Kabbalist, but he is the first who started gathering strangers together upon the will to receive that grew between them and started bringing them together, uniting them according to the method of connection called Kabbalah.
Why the love of Israel and not the love of the world?
Because, first of all, we're talking about the closest goal, Yashar Kel, that everyone's aimed Yashar Kel, straight at the Creator, according to their spark, that they can connect, unite, according to the method discovered by Abraham, which is the reforming light, that love covers for all crimes, that on the one hand they hate each other, which is a result of the sin of the tree of knowledge, the shattering of the Kli, and on the other hand, they have a yearning for the revelation of the Creator, and they understand that its realization is in the connection between them, then over these two contradicting forms, being distant due to the shattering and the connection by the reforming light, this is what the wisdom of the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah is all about. And it can only be realized in those who, besides their ego, like all other Babylonians, also feel the need for the Creator, which is Yashar Kel, from their point in the heart. And therefore, only those whose point in the heart is revealed, and to this day, only they reach a place where they can realize it. Yeah?
Why is love thy friend and not love the other, or the stranger, the one who's distant from you?
Because, first of all, you have to connect everything to one Kli, whoever yearns for it. This is how it is. Meaning, you are going to realize that part of the Kli, which is revealed to you, that even though that its parts are broken, still they understand that their destiny is to be connected above the separation.
But we know that love thy friend as thyself is the eventual goal that's attained in love thy Lord thy God, which is attained in there.
Meaning, love thy friend as thyself is the first goal, the Kli, in which love the Creator your God is revealed.
So what's not understood is how this method is beneficial to others, except for the close ones, the relatives, the friends.
No, close only in terms of them having a point in the heart too. They're close due to the spiritual goal, because they unite within the Creator, and to the extent to which they come together and unite Because they come from different degrees of the broken Kli of Adam HaRishon, therefore, along with their yearning, for the goal, the light that they get by connecting with others like them, that light also influences the rest of the Kli. By this, they enliven the entire Kli. And the entire Kli adds them chisaron, also for that correction, even though that the chisaron is a corporeal one, oh, what those without a spark, without a point in their heart feel. But those people that yearn with a point in the heart, by the chisaron that they get from these kelim that don't have a point in the heart, they can get their chisaron and elevate them too toward the reforming light, and then they get from the reforming light help that elevates them and also elevates the kelim of the rest of the world. That's called that Galgalta and Danaim, which is called Yashar Kel, being aimed straight at the Creator, work for the Achap too, meaning the nations of the world.
But the work is always in a direct manner towards the friends? Is it never towards the world?
No. Toward the world, only dissemination, external dissemination, and to the extent to which they want to be more sensitive to receive the correct kind of bestowal from Israel, from these Galgalta and Danaim, and that's it. They simply can't. You have to work with the audience according to what they can receive from you.
I thought that in advanced states there will be an awakening and then everyone becomes lovely friend. But here...
Yeah, it only depends on the way that they go in. Either it's personal work, or that the Galgalta and Anayim shine upon them through the Achab, or the Galgalta and Anayim go through Ibur and Yenika there, or the Galgalta and Anayim draw the light of Chokhmah, the Mochin, to them.
Verse number 2 from Likutei Halachot, the Halachot of Arev. The essence of the root of Arvut is extended from the reception of the Torah, when all of Israel were responsible for one another, and this is because at the root of the souls of Israel are all considered as one, because they are extended from the source of unity. The essence of the root of Arvut is extended from the reception of the Torah, when all of Israel were responsible for one another, and this is because at the root of the souls of Israel are all considered as one, because they are extended from the source of unity.
Meaning those parts that get an awakening, because in them they're the nitzotzin, sparks, reshimot, from the shvira, the breaking. And these reshimot awaken the light, the upper light, that regarding them is called the reforming light. Then those parts, they feel that they have a need for connection with others like them. And then they come to a corporeal, external kind of connection. They start working together, awakening themselves together, drawing the reforming light together, and then this light starts affecting them and others too. So there's the matter of Yashar Kel here, that they yearn for unity and for the Creator, and those that do not yearn for it but are connected with Yashar Kel, and this is how they support each other. That's all there is to it. The thing is that those people who have a spark, points in the heart, they connect in Galgalta and Danaim between them, and connecting the Creator. The Creator here is called the degree of Bina. And those people that don't have a spark, they connect in the degree of Malchut. And together, Galgalta and Anaim in the Bina and the Achap in the Malchut, when they come together, they reach the Keto. Therefore, without the correction of the nations of the world, it's impossible that all of mankind, that all the created beings will reach complete adhesion with the Creator. And there's a lot written about this. That the correction of the world is actually by all the people in the world achieving adhesion. Right? Michael.
What's the difference on our behalf today in the Arvut that we need to reach between us and the Arvut that, let's say, there was in Mount Sinai? In our efforts, what needs to be different, similar?
It's the difference between the degrees. In the state of Mount Sinai, there were pure kelim. It was easier for them to reach the degree of Arvut and to realize the reception of the Torah than it is for us. We are already after a very big burdening of the heart, and we have to put in much greater exertion. Compared with them, we're much coarser, but correspondingly, we can also ascend. By them, we ascend, and then we pull. By the purity, we join them, and by the viut, we pull them, or push them further up.
I'm asking in context of the next 2 weeks and in general, the manner of connection between us. Is there something that we can take as an example or actually something specific that we should work with in order to reach this Arvut?
If we're ready, each of us to give up their own privacy for the sake of connection in order to ascend to a spiritual degree where we come to know the Creator as the King, that everything comes from Him, then we already realize the state of Mount Sinai. We're realizing it, which is the very first annulment.
And in our group, this concession needs to start with 1/10. Can it start with 1/10, or does it need to be in the whole society at once?
No, it doesn't have to be ideally. It could even be in 1/10.
And then it will spread?
Or in every 10, or part of the 10s, and some yes, and some no. That's why it's called the nation, a people.
When we come into contact with the people of Israel, what is the feeling that we want to bring that so-called Israeli, let's say, from the people, that you could say, oh, here he remembers where he came from? What sensation or initial sensation do we want to bring, lead a person, that Israeli guy? Even in the convention, by having a contact, by us giving out a newspaper.
For him to integrate with us in our expectation, in our yearning to feel that the Creator is the one that rules, that controls the entire world and everything. And it's not that he'll have some kind of a psychological moment of enlightenment, I don't know how to put it, but like we want to reveal things that really in each and every action and each and every thought and whatever happens, the Creator is the reason and the final outcome, and it's all Him. and we are only the created beings that are experiencing it.
It sounds kind of too advanced.
No. You can passively see that that's how it is, like a little kid. We ourselves discover this kind of picture in our kelim, but if he will integrate in us in a way that he's integrated like an embryo, then you'll feel it that way, that that's how it is. And from that moment and on, he'll join us in our actions and studying with us. Right? Yeah.
To further Jacob's question, is this best done by helping to show the Israeli people through our friends that are here from abroad just how special they really are and why?
I don't think that the Israelis, they're impressed if someone from abroad comes to them. Israelis aren't impressed with anything, by anything. They're not impressed by nothing. You can bring them whatever. They don't care. I don't think... we tried doing it. It didn't work. What do they have if someone from abroad comes to them? You know how many people come to Israel? Millions. You don't have a country that per capita there are as many people as there are who come to Israel. Christians, Muslims, everyone in general. It's something that we don't feel. Why don't we feel? Because it's our nature. We don't care.
The reason I ask it that way is because in all the talks that I've had with Israelis walking the streets, they all want to know from me, what do I think of Israel? Of course, they don't like my answer very much, but when I do get done, I have had several that have come back to me, tears in their eyes, saying, you're absolutely right. Now, nothing changes, which is understandable, but isn't getting that seed planted the main idea of why this could be helpful?
Try. I think that a person isn't impressed by anything. Really. He's not impressed by such an example. He can say, look, yeah, special person. He came to Israel because of some kind of a spiritual goal. Fine.
The people that would be talking with them or before them would be expressing how special Israel is because of the fact that when they're attacked, they come together as one man under God, united, one heart, and we want to express to them, why aren't we doing this all the time? What is it going to take? These kind of things are what we want to present to the Israeli people. Now, my experience is they are very open and receptive to it. Nothing changes, but they're very open and receptive to hear it. Isn't that part of what we're trying to do?
Do it. Still, you have a good experience with it. Good. I think that only the reforming light through our connection internally can influence the nation. If we'll come together and really do something out of one heart, our one heart, wanting correction, then suddenly the people will start responding to us differently and will start feeling new discernments, spiritual ones. But no words and nothing else will help. In order to reach that, we need words, we need the newspaper, we need to disseminate, we need congresses, we need many things. But eventually, it's the inner effort in which the Creator will start shining. Okay, so Mr. Shai.
I'll report short before people report about the Desert Convention. Just to mention, this evening we're doing a very special action. Friends from Petah Tikva, together with friends from the World Kli, are going to the Israeli groups. And we wanted to emphasize the importance that whoever hears us from the groups now, if it's now or throughout the day in a recorded version, invite all friends, tell them that this evening is going to be special, the Yeshivat Chavarim is going to be special, and also afterwards we'll have a special workshop in preparation for the convention and a meal. So really, every single friend shouldn't miss this opportunity to come this evening, and still there's places to in the Israeli groups, whoever wants to come from Petah Tikva and go there, and for the World Kli, of course, you can turn to me or to your representatives here. They will coordinate with me, whoever wants to participate in this action.
Where are you going to do it?
We're going out to most of the centers in Israel. It could be that some we won't be able to get to because of a lack of logistics, cars, and friends, but we will make our efforts to get to as many as possible.
Good. And in the evening, when you're going to get together there, we'll see something from there.
The gathering of friends is broadcasted to everyone, and you'll see the internet cameras that are in each center. And afterwards, it'll be local activity. I don't know of a possibility to broadcast it because each place does it on its own. But there's a lineup. They'll be organized that everyone can do the same action. But at the moment, there's no possibility to see everyone.
How about Peking?
For you, we will arrange a special broadcast.
Okay, this one thing, and the other thing is about the big Congress. The Desert Congress. There was, it was the Antelope Congress, here's the Camel Congress.
Yes, we've moved up to the degree of camels, so if we could please put the slide of Thursday. Okay, so as we can see, I'm going to kind of roughly go through the schedule. Thursday we can come to the grounds at 4 o'clock. Even before that, we will have the buses leaving the center for all the friends in the World Kli. The hours will be advertised appropriately. We're going to be arriving from 4 o'clock. Those who are coming by car or by bus, that's the times that people are going to be coming. At 5, we'll already have the ability to, there'll be food locally for all those who are after their work day. On Thursday, we defined it as lesson zero because the Congress will start officially on Friday, but Thursday is a lesson. Lesson zero is the need for a 10. That's the topic of 10 of lesson zero. On Friday, it starts in the morning. We'll have wake up at 4. Then we'll have a lesson, a pretty long lesson from 5:30 to 8. Then we will also have a little stroll.
Why is it long?
It's half an hour longer.
How long is the lesson here?
All the lessons are 2 hours. This lesson is 2.5 hours.
Like every morning.
So we need to make a change here?
No, no, it's fine, it's fine. So it's another half an hour. This is what you mean by long.
So then we'll have a little stroll that we're going to be going for a walk. Of course, if it rains, we won't go for this walk. And there'll be different content. But we'll examine it on the spot.
You should take sneakers.
Yes, we talked about there's a list of clothes that you should be wearing when you come to the convention. Then after that walk, we'll have another lesson. We made it so that the preparations, I'll say kind of roughly about the preparations for the lessons, there are preparations that will be silent preparations. There'll be preparations that will be with activities. There'll be a gathering of friends. We try to kind of vary the preparations to the lessons. The second lesson that we will have will be the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. Then we'll have lunch. We'll go rest before the evening because we have another evening before us. After we wake up from the rest, we're waking up for the lesson. We'll have a meal in the evening. And for the first time, we'll do a tish in a convention, something we've never done thus far. From 8:30 to 9:30, we'll have a tish in the Congress. The next day, on Saturday, we're starting our day at 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're continuing. We'll have two lessons on that day. We're continuing until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where the last lesson is also a summary of the convention at 11 o'clock. It'll be built in such a way with a gathering of friends within a big concentric circle. And here too, if there will be problems with weather, then we will change the walk for an alternative content. What else can we say about the Congress? At the moment, 974 friends are registered to the convention. We're expecting to come to 1,100 friends, or maybe even more. We're going to be sitting in random tents. It's recommended to intermingle with others each lesson. Friends will come. There will be languages so that you know to go to where people speak in your language. Of course, those of you who speak language and can incorporate it with people from the world Kli, don't think twice. Do it. As far as phones, the recommendation is to prevent using phones, our cell phones. We want to focus only on the connection between us throughout the convention. And another thing that we would really want.
So, it's not a recommendation.
We're not using.
Unless it's an emergency, we don't use our phones. If someone sees someone using their phone, then really warn them.
We'll make sure to advertise about the emergency phone numbers if there's a need for that, if someone needs to be contacted for emergencies. About the convention itself, we want the atmosphere to be like in the last convention that we had in the desert. It was a silent convention, and all the breaks, there was always silence. The work was more internal. We want to go in that direction, and for that to be the spirit that is upon the convention.
And the sensation of our avut, that in this quiet, we want to influence everyone, the general heart.
And one of the last things here is, and this is a question, because there was an announcement that the convention is seemingly open, meaning I can enter and leave whenever it's convenient to me.
Whatever you decide.
So the question is about
only the moment a person comes in, he comes in, that's that. Once he leaves, he leaves. And not to mix what's on the outside and what's on the inside.
Okay, so the question was about people that decided from one reason or another to sleep nearby and not in the grounds of the convention. Is that okay?
Well, there are people that are incapable. They're spoiled. I understand them. Only they should be careful not to be connected with what's on the outside. I'm not against it. Only We should be as disconnected as possible from the world and connected to what's going on among us.
Do we need to define a specific time that it's worthwhile to enter the convention until that time, and then after that, whoever comes, those are the participants?
I don't know. Let's keep it free.
I wanted to go over more technical details. First of all that Roy said and everything we're going to say, we today will have an email going out, we'll update, and some of this already exists for about a month already on our registration page that we published. First of all, this place is a new place. We've never been there before. The place is called the Ship of the Desert. It's south, about 35 kilometers from Beersheba. There's a link. You can update and see how you get there. And if there's questions, you can bring them to our directory and ask. So the place is going to be open from 4. We're asking that people do not come before that because their process of erecting the convention, it could be bothering. From 4 o'clock, there will be welcomers that will be absorbing the people there, direct them to the tents, the personal tents, etc., and they're responsible for each tent. In the entrance to the grounds, there will be two places. One is information, and one is the clinic. So all the questions that you could ask could be put there. There'll be responsible people almost 24 hours a day. You can get updated and get service in the clinic as well. Now, reaching this place, there's two options. We have buses that are organized from Petah Tikva only. The first buses will leave on Thursday, on the 14th, at 1 o'clock p.m. and 2 p.m., because we're intending to give lunch to people here in the building for those who want, and whoever can go along the way and stop here, it's best, because here they also get the wristband, which will help us and our system and make it easier on our team. So buses will leave from 1 to 2, and then the next bus will go out at 5. All those that work on Thursday will be able to take that one. The last bus will leave at 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday. The links for registration are already out. You can register. We'll send it out today again. You can register and enter, and accordingly we will order the buses to cover the people.
And how do the bus come back?
On the way back, we're all coming back together about 2, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and we're gathering everyone who registered. We have the lists, and there'll be a wristband for every person, and they're going to go up to the center and go back to Petah Tikva. Yes, we're recommending they can leave
car here.
Cars here. We're recommending whoever has cars to go, obviously with full cars, and it can save a little bit on the travel expenses. But you can come here, have lunch, and then come on the bus if you want. The whole process of registration is going to be streamlined as much as possible here, and that will help.
So regarding registration, registering for the buses, until now 960 something people registered. Those who did not yet register from Israel, from the world, please do so. It'll help us, it'll help you to be more quickly absorbed. Regarding registering for the buses, only 100 people registered, so you have time. Please finish your registration if you're taking the bus. All the links, all the everything was sent to everyone. It was sent by SMS, by WhatsApp. If someone doesn't know, talk to your 10. All the links exist. Regarding the process itself, starting 10 a.m. Thursday morning, we're here available to take care of anyone who wants to go to the Congress by bus. Also, there's going to be lunch here around 12. It's good to eat here and come there ready, because there the next time we'll eat is 5 p.m. The process is very simple. You show your personal code to the Congress, to the bus, to this, to that. buses leave full, meaning we will... Okay, 50 people come at 1 p.m., first bus. 50 people come a bit later, again, another bus will leave. Meaning, you fill the bus and you leave. The next bus will be at 5 p.m., meaning if you couldn't make it between 1 and 2, come at 5. Last bus from here leaves Friday, 6 a.m. Meaning because of work or whatever, you can't leave Friday, you can't leave Thursday. There's going to be someone here Friday. Now, I'm responsible for registration. Any questions that you have, come to me. I'll help everyone. Eyal Oz is responsible for registration at the Congress.
Okay, so friends, in the convention itself, you're coming, whoever comes with a wristband will just enter, doesn't need to go through our stand. Whoever comes without a wristband, contrary to the place that we were in the antelope farm, you need to first park, come with all your equipment to us, to the registration stand, and then, of course, you'll have that QR code thing that we'll give you a wristband for. You'll be able to pay only with your credit cards there. We don't have the ability to receive their payment in cash. We will try to make this process as short and non-obtrusive as possible, but for you to come in and connect, that's the main thing. Another thing, just notice that the wristbands will be with numbers. Those numbers will then serve us to be able to do all our duties and activities during the convention, so it's okay that there's something written on them.
Okay. One of the things we saw is that we'll collect any alcohol, like on all previous congresses, and we'll hand it out in the evenings, before the meals. Now, one more thing. We're going to be in the desert. So, one of the typical things there in the winter is that it's going to be cold. 5 degrees Celsius at night, and maybe there is going to be rain. If there will be rain, we have an alternative. We'll have one big tent, which is rain resistant. It'll be heated. And if there's going to be rain, then we'll be there 24/7, and everything will be arranged in the tent. Now, those coming with their private tents, please come bring warm clothes, sleeping bags, and adequate shoes. Now, one more thing, because there will be many friends from the Kli, World Kli, then we're asking the friends from the Israeli Kli, bring warm clothes for the friends that are coming from abroad. It's because due to the cheap flights, tickets, people can't take a real suitcase abroad and with them. And so we're asking for you to bring extra clothes and also water. Each will get water there, but it's recommended to bring water with you too a bit. Now, there is clinic that will be on duty 24/7. It's in the entrance. And also, the clinic team is asking anyone who's using medicine on a regular basis, don't forget it. And if you did, update us. One more thing is that on the site and on site and where you register, there are emergency phone numbers. If someone has to reach you, it's an emergency. There's a phone number because we're not using our phones. Also, in any case of something strange, some kind of emergency, something whatever, we turn to Kola at the Congress. So, if you still have questions, please just turn to me regarding registration, Marik and Eyal. That's it. We're waiting for everyone, ready for everyone.
Wonderful, thank you. And Peter.
Наступающих конгрессов уже через 15 минут.
У нас 15 minutes. There is another congress starting, the MAC congress starting 13 years ago. We started this project, which is the virtual, our virtual university. This year we're planning on gathering 1,500 students. And what is the main thing we should focus on?
We have directly moved together with you into the method of revelation of the Creator to the Creator, to the creature in this world. And we need to try and to digest this and make it easier. And with that, not just make it lighter, but also make it, not just digest it, but also make it easier to digest. Lehakel in Hebrew. And that's what I hope you will do, meaning as much as possible, try to bring it closer, but truly make it lighter and easier, make it shorter maybe, in kind of a, to the extent that you teach children to explain to them the stages, the main stages that we have here. It's all together revelation of the greatness of the Creator against our ego. The more we grow Him, greaten Him, the more we do that, we can diminish our ego, and that's how you replace this world with the upper world. Let's hope that we ourselves will implement this and be able to pass this on to our students as well. But we're already entering in practice, in a practical manner, into the implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And let's hope that in your convention in Pita, and also in our convention here, on the first one and the second one, we will have nice and good advancement together, all of us. So, L'chaim for you, and succeed. Good luck. More? Yes?
We want to finish the lesson with good news. So first of all, the open event, up until now, 700 people registered. There's really good registration from the internet. People are interested, and also it's a good opportunity to tell our friends, also Israelis abroad, recommend more and more people to come. It's going to be amazing, very suited for new public. And the second thing is that yesterday, we talked about the radio show that we participated on where we publicized the Congress will be on this radio show this year, a week again. They turned to us to participate in four other big radio shows. I want to ask anyone who is related to the radio, to big forums, you can turn to me, you can turn to... we'll be everywhere in order to publicize this Congress, and this is the most important thing for us, L'chaim.
The world, Yeshivat Chavarim, today from 6:45 p.m. Israel time, we're inviting our friends in the world to unite, to connect, and to be together in the world, Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to our viewers and TV. Good day. Connection to the good life, the World Kabbalah Convention, friends, viewers, and dear students, we're inviting you to the World Kabbalah Convention. It will take place on the 19th to 21st of February in Tel Aviv. Early registration ends on Tuesday, the 12th of February. Please hurry up and register. For additional details, contact 1-700-509-509 or enter the Kabbalah La'am site. Thank you and good day.
Hay un rezo de fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asume. Dejemos nuestra alma libre, llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Naale, naale, bella jatale, ni volver a cumar le cava si una ale, bella jatale. A subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Del corazón que quiere acercarse y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse. Yesh tfila shel dmaot shepotchot sharei shamayim vekoshrot hakzavot od me'at nilmad lichyot.